Joy Tactics.
Yeah, he just sounds like a regular laugh.
Yeah.
Well, that's the most well disguised evil villain of all time.
Right.
You fool. Yuck.
Damn, this fucking car won't shut up, man.
That is going to be a
that is you got to whole can you episode. Say something, Jack? Can you what? Say something? Say something to the car, please.
What am I supposed to shout through the wall of my house?
Why? Just ask, why are you honking?
All right. Can I wait for it to happen again?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll wait.
So back to evil. Wow.
Oh, great.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Watch this. This is how you do it in New York. Yo, shut the fuck up.
I'll tell you what, telling someone or something to shut the fuck up is maybe the funniest thing on the planet to me.
The problem with me, though, is I've never been able to say it in a command. It's always been a pleading thing.
Yeah. Do I know the situation?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, oh, dude, I can say shut up with the
this is a
forcefulness.
Shut up. Oh, this is God. A crazy beginning of an
episode. This is a bonus ep. This is a bonus ep, too. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. We're echoing.
Oh,
okay, here's my the situation. God.
What's happening?
There's a school bus parked on our block.
So you just told a bunch of children to shut the fuck up?
No, they clearly it's a rogue school bus that got hijacked by an evil. But yeah, I may have just screamed at a bunch of children.
Evil villain.
But then there's no. It's what's funny is there's no kids on it, and this is spooky. The school bus. There's another school bus trying to get around the first school bus, but the first school bus is empty.
What if they're all shrunken and Miss Frizzle is the bus driver?
Oh,
and
bro.
They're inside of me right now.
Or perhaps this is like the town situation and actually it's a bunch of robbers laying down waiting to go take out the Chase Bank on Atlantic Avenue at the Barclays.
<Doc's gonna> go.
Nate has a new witch's brew laugh that I've been liking.
That I've been begging you guys to
do it again, Nate.
Debut.
That makes a fellow want to play banjo kazooie.
Yeah. Oh, that green witch. Wow.
Are witches evil? Or are they just misunderstood?
Well, look to Hermione.
Don't look for too long, though.
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
I don't mean no.
Oh my gosh.
But
can I just say something?
Yeah.
Just oftentimes on this podcast, these are the first sentences I've said in the entire day to anybody. Maybe mostly because we do this so early in the morning. And I just want that to be a preface that you can keep that in the back of your mind. That this is, I'm still in a sleep state.
Well,
is what I want to say.
I want to say this. Jack mentioned before, he said we're kneecapping ourselves by doing this first thing in the morning. I think that we are. there's something to the morning fog that I like. I'm just waking up with the tactician because oftentimes I bet the Joy Tactic listeners are just waking up as well.
Damn, I need to think about it that way. I'm waking up with an army of tacticians. Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Guiding me on a,
waking up with an army from the future, because they're literally in the future right now.
Chew. That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, think about that. That's not normal.
I was thinking more, speaking of thinking about things, I was speaking with somebody who won't be mentioned, but you guys know them.
Ah, who is it?
We were taught, well, it doesn't matter. God, this is fucking bullshit, man. Honking. I'm sure you can't hear it, but there's honking.
No, we can't. We can barely. It's
I was thinking about Epstein's gravity obsession.
Speaking of evil.
Alleged. But what
I already explained this, Jack. What more is there to know?
Bro, I'm about to just bring this shit up for a little bit, back up. So remember this machine? Is it called a pendulum?
Pendulum.
Like four balls, and it knocks into one, and then it goes up, boop, boop.
Right,
boop,
right.
Boop, boop. Why? Hello? Have we not harnessed infinite energy already? Because those balls never stop. Boink, boink, boink. All you got to do is put like a fucking Band-Aid that absorbs energy with an electrical wire off of the middle of the balls when they smack each other. And you're creating energy. Am I fucked up?
Endless kinetic energy.
Wow. Endless kinetic. Whoa. You don't want to mess with me and my friends are diabetic.
Oh. Also, I came up with the free energy fucking device when I was I remember actually the exact place I was. I was outside of a fucking Half-Price bookstore. All right. Walking along there, and I came up. I said, what if all the roads was magnets and all the cars had magnets on the bottom of them? And lo and behold, this is how a lot of those high speed trains work.
Yeah, that's how the Japanese travel.
And I came up trains. With that. I was the first person to come up with that, by the way.
Interesting. Then tell me how Soldier I came Boy up with style. This. It's the wintertime and I want to go swimming in the ocean, but it's too fucking cold because I live in the Northwest. I tell my dad, why don't we develop a style of chemical tablet we can put in the water to make that hot so we can go swimming? And he told me to keep thinking about that.
Encouraging words.
Yeah.
You
all it takes is a chemical
keep
tablet.
Thinking about that. A chemical tablet.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, it's called an ice cube, really, or a red hot metal orb. Remember the first time you got something red hot?
Yeah, it was the marshmallow stick. Marshmallow
you ever had
poker.
The candy red hots?
Yeah.
I remember that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Remember those old candies, the atomic
red?
Reds. I remember I was at an old lady's house and she had those and I was like so nervous to try it because it looked so spicy. Shaking, opening it. Well, it turns out it's just pretty cinnamon flavored.
Damn. Well, that's awesome.
A blast of cinnamon right to the dome.
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
The cinnamon flavors are exploding in my mouth.
I've never tasted anything like this. Hey, man, you're a little angry in the fucking cereal commercial.
What is this? Where am I?
Get it off of me. Get the cinnamon off of me.
I watched Dude, Awesome Powers curse. For the first time last night.
Did you? No way. No fucking
yes.
way. Yes. Because that is the movie. I've brought Whoa. This up many times hanging out with you over our decade of friendship. And every time that you're like, oh, I haven't seen Austin Powers. Every time I look over to you, what the hell?
What
are
the?
You fucking kidding me?
What now the? You,
so which one did you watch? The first one?
Yeah, the International Man of Mystery.
The spy who shagged me.
Elizabeth Hurley is sexy as fuck up in that piece.
But that's what I'm saying, man, is you basically never had a sexual awakening. What was your sexual awakening?
My sexual awakening
video?
Were my mom's Oprah magazines when I would go to the Dove commercial ads that had naked women of all shapes and sizes. So, yeah, I was inclusive from the get-go.
Nice, Jack.
So the bus has moved.
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.